Remember, the average person calls their mama 2,900 times in her lifetime.
Mama!
2,900 times.
Yes.
Sometimes she calls you.
Yep, by all three names.
Just saying.
Oh, yeah. Then you know you're in trouble.
Yeah. Or just the first two names, the first and the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Orkin Exterminating Company surveyed what pests Americans fear most. 4% named their spouse and kids.
Somebody's having a humor day.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow, just to
that
make...
must have been, you know what that was? That was if the man answered the phone.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Leave me alone.
I came picked up the phone. I was watching the ball game, and you asked me a question like that.
I'll tell you what. You know, right now, other than you, my wife and kids pester me the most.
That's so. It. Yeah. Well, I got up there and answered the phone. Hard to believe that the iPhone has been around for 5 years.
Wow.
Went on sale 5 years ago tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get me one.
Well, you know, you say that.
I say that.
Let's go ahead. Let's get in the Wayback Machine, mm-hmm. Okay, with Mr. Peabody.
Yeah.
And let's go back to 5 years ago when they talked to Steve Ballmer, you know, that guy from Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
They asked him about this iPhone thing and this newfangled deal and what he thought about it.
And what did he say?
He said,
$500 fully subsidized with a plan. I said, that is the most expensive phone in the world, and it doesn't appeal to business customers because it doesn't have a keyboard, which makes it not a very good email machine. Now, it may sell very well or not. We have our strategy. We've got great Windows Mobile devices in the market today. Yeah. You can get a Motorola Q phone now for $99. Yeah. It's a very capable machine. Uh-huh. It'll do music. It'll do internet. It'll do email. It'll do instant messaging. Uh-huh. So I kind of look at that and I say, well, I like our strategy. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a Motorola Q.
Yeah.
That thing just sucked the battery down. So much so that I got a second Motorola Q that was Windows Mobile. And I actually liked it, but I had to get the extended life battery. So then it stuck out. It looked like it was pregnant.
I was going to say, then you got this thing that you're carrying around in your pocket that's basically the size of a bar of soap.
Well, it had a baby bump, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apple originally wanted to work with Motorola on the iPhone. The product that Motorola delivered wasn't what Steve Jobs wanted. At one point, Apple actually thought about calling the iPhone the iPad at that time. The original iPhone almost shipped with a physical keyboard. But Apple didn't end up going with that route, and obviously. And then one insider said this was a really, really heated topic at Apple World, too, as to whether or not they were going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It took Apple 74 days to sell 1 million iPhones. Impressive, although nothing compared to the 35 million iPhones that Apple sold in the second quarter of this year. The original iPhone launched without an app store because Steve Jobs didn't want to deal with any third-party developers. We did find out he was a bit of a pill.
Mm-hmm.
The Apple iStore now has 650,000 apps out there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's a remarkable device.
Yeah.
I'm just...
You like it, do you?
Totally in love with mine.
Apple Store has clocked in 30 billion app downloads. 30 billion downloads of apps. Yeah. And Apple has more than 400 million App Store accounts with credit cards enabled for one-click buying, making it the biggest seller on the Internet.
Well,
5 years ago tomorrow.
Well, I get out of... out of my 2-year contract jail on Sunday, you know.
So you get out on contract parole.
I do. I get out of contract jail on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's when I'm free to go and, you know, and buy something at somewhat of a reduced price.
Now, has the current provider been bombarding you with things going, let me tell you what wonderful deal we've got for you?
No, actually, no. They haven't. Okay. You know, I just found out the other day when I get sprung, and it will be on July the 1st. Right.
So now, is
born
it
born free?
Is it at midnight? So like at 12:01?
Yeah, yeah. I'll be outside the front door of the store.
You gonna do fireworks at your house? What's going on? Oh, Turbyville's contract's up.
Yeah.
He's gonna throw a party. Yeah. Until his HOA kicks in.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I'll be considering the jump to the iPhone.
And while we're talking about that, of course,
BlackBerry. Yeah.
What Google did, showed their new tablet computer, the Google Nexus 7. And it's a little bit smaller. If you see, it's priced at $199, which is, you know, probably an okay price.
Mm-hmm.
Also, according to some sources, we might be seeing a new Kindle Fire as early as July 31st. If you'd like to do that thing. Sources say that Amazon is working on a 10-inch version of the Fire to go along with the smaller one. Oh, good. So then, you know, we'll have that, too. And you got your laptop here, and then you got this one here.
Well, they're trying to negate the need of a laptop is what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for instance, with the iPad, you can get a, and I'm sure with the Android devices as well, you can get Bluetooth keyboards and things like that, which if you're able to do that, you don't need a keyboard.
You don't need a laptop for that. So, all right. Between now and 8 o'clock, if we have time, from the people who brought you the Famous Bowl.
Yeah.
From the one who brought you the Double Down, something new from those people coming up in a little while.